you know that I'm a sucker for a good yarn, and I love a good story in footy. Tommy Papley, well, some more than others. I love these, the family connection to a footy club and getting the, whether it, I mean, we know the father and son, but brother, brother, grandfather, grandson, in this case with Tommy Papley being given the opportunity to study stuff at the Sydney Swans via the rookie draft. This fine, fine young player has been good enough to join us on the show. Good morning to you, Tom.
Andy, Gazzy, how are you, boys?
Good, thanks, Tommy.
Hey, congratulations, mate. You've done it the hard way. It hasn't necessarily been all plain sailing for you, but when I know Kinnear Beetson rang you at 9:30 and he said, like, listen, mate, in a couple of hours we're going to be picking you in the rookie draft. Mm-hmm. From the moment you got that call from Kin, how did you feel, and how did you feel your life actually changed in that couple of hours, Tom?
Well, I was at work, day-to-day life. I'm an apprentice plumber, so I was just working. Thought about checking my phone. I was in the car. Thought about checking my phone, see if anyone's called. And Kin called, so I called him back, and he said the good news, and I sort of couldn't believe it for a while. And I just sat down for 10 minutes, and I couldn't really believe it.
Good on you, Tom.
Right, it's a great.
Yeah, that's a great story. Feeling. It must have been a great feeling as well. Had they been involved in the process leading up to that, or did it just come out of the blue for you?
I spoke to Kinnear and the recruiting staff about a couple of weeks back, and we just had a quick chat about how I play footy and just my the family and my just day to day life, what I do, and how I've, where I've played before, and just a normal interview with the crews.
Tom, tell us about that moment. So you get that 10 minutes, right, where you're sitting in the car and your life's going to change. And you know that this dream, I imagine it's been, you had injury setbacks and you'd missed your country selection, and, you know, all these things had been little setbacks along the way where some kids would say, well, that's it for me, it's not going to happen, right? But you stuck at it and you kept getting better and you kept working hard. That 10 minutes, when you sat down and you realised you had the opportunity, can you put it into words what was going through your mind and how you felt?
Yeah, well, considering I missed out on the, as an 18-year-old, and Lee Brown and Pete Francis rang me up during pre-season and asked me if I wanted to have another crack at it, and I thought, why not? And really worked hard, and then, started playing some good footy, which was good, and then and then the day came up when the rookie draft was on, and I couldn't really describe it. Really, I was just unbelievable and just amazing feeling. I probably won't feel same way again. When your dream comes true, it's pretty amazing.
And what about the impact of someone like Lee Brown that give you that opportunity and the work that he's put in with you as well?
Words couldn't describe how much he's done for me, and how much he's taught me, and the way he goes about it is just amazing. He's just awesome with all the boys, and I think this year was, the last 2 years, my favourite 2 years of footy so far, and just a credit to him that all the work he does pays off and all the boys love him.
Credit to you. We're talking to Tom Papley, who's been recruited to Sydney, the club that his grandfather's played footy at, both of them with great distinction. One of them a premiership player and a best and fairest winner at the club. So your 18-year-old year, Tom, is blown away by injury. They invite you back at Gibby Power as a 19-year-old. You have a full pre-season and you have a good year there. You don't get picked up in the Vic Country squad. So then you go and play, I think, 3 or 4 games for Casey thereafter in the VFL. How important were those games at that level for you to prove to people that, there was more to Tom Papley, that, okay, you might have missed out on the Vic Country squad, but you were good enough to still be reckoned with?
Yeah, that's it. I was disappointed with not making the Vic Country squad. I thought I played all right and did all the right things, but the opportunity didn't come up. So, I just worked hard. I think I played about another 4 or 5 games after Vic Country, and that was probably my best 4 or 5 games, and sort of proved that I could be more, kick a few goals and prove that I should have made the country squad. And then Justin Platt rang me up and asked me if I wanted to play a few games for Casey, and I thought, why not? What a great opportunity to prove that I can play against the men and prove my spot. And that was probably, that might have been the turning point, really, I reckon, just to prove that I could actually play and kick a few goals against man and playing against Jimmy Vitale for the first 5 minutes of your VFL.
That's pretty handy.
Hey, Tom, as strange as it may sound... Hang on.
What did you do to Jimmy? Did you give him a little touch-up on the way through? Did you just get off him a little bit and...
Yeah, he's actually all right. He came up to me and said, good luck, mate. And yeah, he's a good bloke on the field, but yeah. Sort of gave him a little bump on the way past.
Hey, Tom, it's really trying to get a sense for you and what you're all about. And I get the impression that the fact that you've had to do it the hard way, it hasn't been presented to you, that you've got this level of determination and you've got a bit of a chip on your shoulder in a good way to prove people wrong. Do you feel like that's part of your DNA, that's part of your character?
Yeah, well, I like to think I have to work really hard to get stuff. I was an apprentice plumber, so every day I was just getting up at 5:30, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock around those times and getting up training at 5:30 in Morwell, driving 40 minutes or so, sometimes working in the city, so you got to work real hard and just got to push through it. And I feel like, I like to just work really hard and things that might not come easy, you got to work for, and yeah, I think I can try...
It's all worth it now, mate. It's all worth it now. Hey, did you play with just off the SMS machine? You get a lot of love for you, Tommy, from your region. A lot of people are saying, "What a great representative for this neck of the woods this young fella is." Did you play in a Bunyip Premiership side at 16? Did you senior Premiership side at 16?
Yeah, that's it. 2012. I was playing in the under 15s at the start of the year. Under 15s and a half it was back then. If you're born past July, you're in a half year, so played 4 or 5 games in that, and then my coach was actually in the senior side that I was playing with in under 15, so I moved up to under 18s after 5 games, and then another 6 or 7 games, I think there was about 7 games left in the season, and I got my first senior game against the bottom side, and thought they'd try me, just give me a game, and I played all right, so they kept me in the side again, and then just kept playing right, and eventually got my spot in the grand final side, which you never forget those moments, and I never forget it.
Don't know if this is coming from one of your mates, but off the SMS machine, they've asked us to ask you about your pre-game ritual. Have you you do a little something special before games, do you?
No, I don't think so.
Alright, just a little bit of an errant little text message there.
They've gone twice at it
If you do have one and it's working for you, keep going. Tommy, congratulations, mate. We love stories like yours. As we said, you know, Max, your granddad, won that 1966 BNF at the footy club, and your other granddad, Jeff Bray, played for the footy club as well. I'm sure that means a lot to you, and I'm sure it means an awful lot to the family. So good luck. Good luck with the move, and good luck with the next 15 years, Tom, of your AFL career and all those 264 games that you're going to play. We wish you all the very best.
Thanks, boys.
All the best. Tommy Papley.
Yes, Tommy.